The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And it's roll up your sleeves and get to work today, day. Hump day. That's Wednesday for those of you who want to take things more seriously. 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. And of course, today is one of those days where the company that you normally pay a monthly fee to get free shipping is having their day. I don't particularly care. Guess what we have? We have our own little Christmas in July going on here where you can get free shipping on all orders all week long, not just 2 days like those guys. You know, Jeff Bezos is already a millionaire. What do you have to make him richer for? Anyway, the Power Mall opens at 8 a.m. Central Time. We're going to give you free shipping. North American Urban Spice products are all 10% off this week. Orego gummies now back in stock. We are also now taking orders for all Strauss Naturals products. Strauss is going to be drop shipping all the Power Mall orders. You can sign up for auto ship with any of the Strauss products. Canceling is extremely easy, hassle-free. You can call or email us if cancellation is needed. We also have the daily deal on the website, thepowermall.com. For those of you who have internet, click on the Daily Deal tab, enjoy saving. If you don't have the internet, not sure what we offer, you can call us at 877-817-9829 to request a Power Mall catalog. We will send you one. Hopefully, you know, if you have questions, you can ask those as well. We have newsletters. As a matter of fact, if you go to either thepowermall.com or thepowerhour.com and click on the newsletter tabs, we send them to you absolutely free. And of course, if you shop our partners, that would be any of the many we have there by going to thepowerhour.com and clicking on the partners tab. We've got a new one that's coming soon called J.D. Rucker and Whole Cow Freeze-Dried Beef. It's powerhourbeef.com. We'll be live soon. You can place your orders online for the real thing, not some crumbles. If you don't have internet, if you want us to place the order for you, you can call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 when we tell you Power Hour Beef is up and running. Brick Satellite, yes, we're going to give away a donated system. $269 somebody paid to Rick Kaler to ship it to you, but he's not going to give it to you unless you've included with your letter to him a phone number so he can call you to make sure you can actually use it. RickSatelliteUSA.com. His phone number is 816-228-1801. Now, what's a satellite all about? Well, for those of you who want clear streaming stuff directly from Galaxy 19, RickSatelliteUSA.com has a Ku band free to air satellite system, which when you put it in, there is no way the government can monitor what you're listening to, broadcast from foreign countries included, in addition to the Power Hour. So, and many other programs. You can even watch them on TV. As long as you don't plug it into the internet, the government will not know what you're listening to. That simple. So this Friday, we actually are going to, and it's official, Rick Kaler is going to come on the show and he's going to read a letter that he deems to be the utmost and give away the satellite system to some lucky listener out there. Okay, apparently we have some folks out there that like to email the show. That's what it's there for, support@thepowerhour.com. And they apparently don't like my impersonations. They would rather have me more boring than Tucker Carlson. I mean, Fox News numbers have tanked. But I mean, you know, I can't help it. If, you know, people, some people get up on out of the wrong side of the bed. And I might rub them the wrong way, darn. You know, here's the thing. And then, of course, George in Canada, who had hosted the show previous, got on and did an outstanding job reporting to all of you what was going on north of the border, and as well as what might affect the United States in the very near future. And, of course, our listener who wrote in thought that was absolutely wonderful because George didn't need to do impersonations or anything else that's fun. Apparently, there are people out there that just don't want to have fun. They want to get their dose of news and go on about their business without impersonations, without laughter, without entertainment. They don't want entertaining. They just, it's just, they want it to be just like mainstream media where you call up and the guy looks into the camera and just says what he says and you're supposed to believe it, right? See, that's one of the reasons why I like to satirize what's going on, because this government is dysfunctional. They put the funk in dysfunctional. And of course, there are those of you that don't like me saying TGIF. I could say the government is, and then I could say, I heard that, you know, rather than put your own expletive in. You know, I could, you know, we could, you know, just totally sanitize the show. Is that what you want? I didn't think that our listeners wanted sanitized news. I mean, that's like mainstream media. You could tune into any channel on your TV set and watch sanitized news because that's what they do. All right, enough of that. 7 minutes after the hour, for those of you who want to make notes of everything, so you can write us at support@thepowerhour.com and say whatever. You know, how you got up on the wrong side of the bed and you just assume I stick to the news and stop with all the commentary. Just read the sentences. That's just not me. I'm sorry. I'm a card-carrying journalist that looks and reads between the lines so you don't have to and tries to make common sense out of stuff that isn't. So, okay. What's going on in today's, no drum roll, by the way, either. No, I'm not going to give you the fanfare. I want everybody out there to have a bad day. Would that be fun? I don't think so. You know, I don't wish that on anybody. We're supposed to have a little bit of a spiritual effect on people here. You know, if the Lord forces you to write stuff to the show and critique the way you do, and you don't appreciate any humor, I don't know what to tell you. Your life must be dull and boring. I'm sorry. I really am. I never wanted to have a dull and boring life. By the way, I had a chance to interview the late former President Ronald Reagan's son, Michael Reagan, yesterday. And we'll be playing that interview for you soon on our channel here. Very awe-inspiring lessons my father taught me. I mean, he was called the great communicator. Everybody knew it. And Michael Reagan shares a lot of his thoughts and whatnot. And we exchange a lot of things. And I even imitated his father on the program. So if you don't want to hear me do Reagan impersonations, then don't listen. I wouldn't want you to get all upset and offended because Michael Reagan and I had a very frank discussion. It was so personal, unbelievable. I felt so warm and fuzzy after talking to him. It was unbelievable. So just something to look forward to. Yeah, I went the extra mile, too, outside of our regular broadcast to get this interview, okay? Just so you know. See, we do care about what our listeners and potential viewers look at and listen to. We do care. Impersonations are not. Impersonations are the best form of flattery, by the way. Or hadn't you heard that line before? It's okay. No. You know, if I start sanitizing things and start getting straightforward and acting like I'm depressed, you have a lot more to worry about. Bank of America is going to have to pay more than $100 million to customers for doubling up on some fees, withholding reward bonuses, and opening accounts without customer consent. According to the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the OCC, and the CFPB, the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The Charlotte, North Carolina-based Bank of America serves some 68 million people and small business clients. They had $2.4 trillion in consolidated assets, $1.9 trillion in domestic deposits as of the end of March. It is the second largest bank in the country after J.P. Morgan Chase. And why? I don't get it. They're woke. Why everybody's still banking with these people? I don't get it. And you see, they behave just like Wells Fargo. Remember when Wells Fargo, you know, there's a stage, you should be on it. Remember when they did this? Open up customers' accounts without their consent? Huh. They got whacked. You think $100 million is really going to bother Bank of America? I doubt it. You see, now I could have just read that just nonchalantly and you would have said, oh, tisk. That would have made your day, right? Construction crews at the border began deployment of the historic floating border barrier near Eagle Pass, Texas. The project is expected to provide a strong deterrent to illegal border crossings and high traffic areas along the Rio Grande. You can ask yourself then, without me reading any more of that story, because these are buoys being deployed under orders from Governor Greg Abbott with funds that are authorized by the Texas legislature, which are coming out of Texas taxpayers' pockets. You can think what you want. It's a giant floating border barrier. It does not look like an inner tube because the cartels obviously would shoot at it, attempting to deflate it. Now, it's a little bit more complicated than that. It's a big barrier. Yeah, bigger than most. Let's see if I can equate size. Imagine one of your above ground pools. It's usually about 4 to 6 feet high. Well, imagine the entire item floating in the water that's about 4 to 6 feet high, and you can't get over it. You can't get under it because it's tied down. It's a series of floating buoys, and it's there to basically deter people from crossing without going through the checkpoints. You can ask yourself, does this make sense? And we can move on to the next story, since you want it sanitized. The House Judiciary Committee Republicans are entering the contentious fight between Virginia and Maryland over the site of the next FBI headquarters by suggesting the Bureau instead relocate to Alabama. Yes, normally I would do a Southern drawl, but not today. Nope, no entertainment for you. Federal data show a two-month rise in unemployment among Black Americans due to the Biden administration's deliberate transfer of compliant and cheap migrant workers into Americans' workplaces. Do I need to say any more? You already know where that's going, right? Black workers saw their unemployment rate rise to 6%. They should be real happy with Mr. Biden, you'd think, right? They don't have a J-O-B. What about all the white folk? Want to make it a race thing? You know, this is sad because, see, the U.S. is tracking this. And federal data shows that Black Americans are seeing a notable rise in unemployment. Now, what do you think is going to happen when these people don't have a paycheck? Where are they going to go? Are they going to end up like Leslie Van Houten, ex-Manson follower, now 73, who is now out on parole after her conviction for participating in the 1969 LaBianca murders at age 19? See, Gavin Newsom, he fought that release, but the appeals court said, she can get out. She's not a danger to society anymore. I just want you to know that. Charles Manson, of course, is gone, so Leslie Van Houten can't run to Charlie and go visit him in prison anymore and say, who do I kill next? We'll see how that turns out. See if she can keep her nose clean. I mean, 73 years old, you'd figure that she's going to value life the way some of us who are of that age value it and make the best of things rather than the worst. In world news, NATO welcomes Sweden, not Ukraine. So Turkey withdrew their objections to Sweden's accession. But of course, they are basically making binding commitments to Ukraine modeled on its relationship with Israel, but won't commit to admitting it as a member until Russia has been defeated. You see, as long as Ukraine is in a war with Russia, they can't become a NATO member. Beijing is rejecting a NATO concern over its stated ambitions, criticizing the presence of Australia, Japan, New Zealand, and South Korea at a summit, promising a robust response to any NATO expansion in Asia. Well, we have CETO, the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization. Like, that made any difference? In the meantime, Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, the World Health Organization, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are among those organizations pushing a new vaccine technology that uses patches instead of needles to maximize the reach of vaccines to the most remote locations. Of course, they're all describing it as groundbreaking, a game changer, having the potential to transform immunization coverage in lower income countries. Like, they care. Do you really think these micro array patches or micro needle patches, do you really think that people are going to want to put that on? And they'll have them for everything from measles and German measles to mRNA. So, you know, for those of you that really are bummed out, you know, you have something to look forward to. They want to give you a patch. Maybe you can call Patch Adams. Maybe he would make your day better than what it might be right now. In other news, the United Nations marked World Population Day yesterday, publishing a forecast the Earth's population will hit 9.7 billion by the year 2050 and surpass 10 billion before the end of the century. Question is, do you care? Climate alarmists, of course, are fretting because there's too many African and Indian babies on World Population Day. Oh my gosh, we can't have that. We have to get rid of them. This is what they're thinking. Okay, take that for what it's worth. ESG loophole leads billions in investment to Saudi Aramco. Believe it or not, this is ESG, environmental social governance, and investors piled billions of dollars into Saudi Aramco, the world's largest oil company, whose chief executive has criticized ESG investing. It's become an unlikely beneficiary of anti-climate change investing funds. They're getting rich. And what are we getting? Two words, the shaft. Japan's Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a transgender ministry official who sued her employer over toilet access restrictions. That's right. Trans restroom restrictions are illegal in Japan. A volcano in southwestern Iceland was erupting for a third day today following heightened seismic activity in the area, 11 months after its last eruption officially ended. And finally, in world news, an Indian CEO is being criticized after he said his firm had replaced 90% of its support staff with an AI chatbot. Sumit Shah, founder of Dukan, said on Twitter the chatbot had drastically improved first response and resolution time of customers' queries. Of course, the tweet sparked outrage online. Now, of course, I was just alerted to the why files on YouTube. And the gentleman that does the why files apparently has something about AI. For those of you who really care, you can go on YouTube and put in the why, W-H-Y, files and listen to it, because this is where AI is headed. It might actually scare the hell out of you and make some sense. Yes, you're so sanitized. Yeah. Now we move on to U.S. news at 20 minutes after the hour. Got to have that. Boy, I want people, if you're going to call up and complain or just send in emails complaining, at least get your time straight so you can mark the time that I'm saying what I'm saying. Gal Luft. That name ring a bell? He's 57 years old. He's a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen and co-director of the think tank Institute for the Analysis of Global Security. He's been charged by our DOJ with arms trafficking, making false statements to federal agents, willfully failing to register under the Foreign Agents Registration Act and Iranian sanctions violations. He is alleged to have conspired with others to act in China's interest, including recruiting and paying a former high-ranking U.S. government official to support policies beneficial to China. And guess what else he's involved in? He's got the goods on Hunter. And that's another reason why the DOJ is going after him. They're going to shut him up. Betcha. House Republicans are contemplating legislation that would eliminate Homeland Security Agency Mayorkas' salary in response to mistrust over the failure to enforce the U.S. southern border. Do you agree that we should just kill his paycheck? They want the House's majority party was ready for the Biden administration cabinet members to do their jobs. Apparently they're not, according to those Republicans, including Representative Nancy Mace from South Carolina, who could care less whether Trump wins again. Do you remember the TV series The Good Doctor with Freddie Highmore? Did you remember his boss, Hill Harper, the black guy who was kind of like the hospital's head? Well, he has decided, and I'm talking about Hill Harper, not Freddie Highmore, he wants to run for the United States Senate in Michigan to replace retiring Senatress Debbie Stabenow. Interesting. Running as a Democrat. Representative Alyssa Slotkin has announced her candidacy and is considered a front runner. Make of it what you wish. I won't belabor the point. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, Speaker Dade Phelan reach historical $18 billion property tax cut deal. I'll believe it when I see it. I think everybody in Texas probably thinks that. The federal government and companies responsible for nuclear bomb production and atomic waste storage near St. Louis in the mid-20th century were aware of health risks, spills, improperly stored contaminants, and other problems, but ignored them. Poor nuclear waste management. What did you expect? It's our government. Remember, I said they put the funk in dysfunctional. No impersonations there. A Georgia Democrat state representative has announced that she is switching parties after her leftist colleagues crucified her when she chose to support school choice, adding that the Democratic Party has gotten away with using and abusing the black community. This is State Representative Mesha Maynor, represents the 56th district in the Peach State. She is switching her party registration to Republican. End of story. And if you want to watch Texas installing the floating border, that barrier near Eagle Pass, well, we have a video. If you subscribe to our newsletter, you will get it. And if you don't subscribe, well, like my late mother used to say, que sera, sera. I don't vote. I just sit at home, draw my Social Security, and complain about everything. Jason Nelson. Now, this is something usual because we told you about whole cows. This is a veteran-owned clean beef company. Said it would rather shut down than accept mRNA injections in cattle. So there you have Power Hour Beef. See, I knew there would be an article somewhere talking about whole cows, which the Power Hour is partnering with. Power Hour Beef will be available soon. This is a veteran-owned company. And of course, Jason Nelson says, I would say there's a war not only against beef, there's a war against Americans being healthy, being waged by globalists in the name of fighting climate change. He obviously thinks that getting people to eat lab-grown beef and insects instead of red meat to reduce the carbon footprint is no longer within the realm of conspiracy theory. This is what they're after. Enjoy your crickets. Wells Fargo has downgraded Fox Corporation's stock as Fox News viewership continues to decline. And why is that? Well, we can't have the truth getting out now, can we? After they eliminated Tucker Carlson from the roster, everybody went, hey, you can't do that. That's really serious censorship. And now Fox is complaining that, you know, they don't want Tucker recording any more videos. I won't even laugh anymore like Tucker Carlson does, since everybody out there wants me to be serious and not sanitize everything. Wouldn't that be fun? You enjoying your show this morning? Having your coffee? I haven't made it, said anything or done anything that made you drop your cup, did I? Tired of supporting companies with a woke agenda? A conservative alternative to Amazon is going to go public. That's Public SQ, or Square, is marketing itself as America's marketplace, where consumers can shop your values locally and online. Public SQ, or Square, core values, pro-life, pro-family, pro-freedom, committed to freedom and truth, perfecting and protecting the family unit and the sanctity of everyday life, believing in small businesses and the communities to support them. They are just the opposite of corporatism. Enough said. Dr. Google will see you now. They're reportedly testing a medical AI chat box that is designed to expertly answer medical questions. Oh, I get that. So you call up this AI chat box and you tell the AI, I'm depressed. What should I do? Don't be surprised. The system's being tested by the Mayo Clinic, by the way. If the AI chatbot doesn't tell you to commit suicide, it's already done that with one guy. He did it. He checked out. Wow. This is what you have to look forward to. Going to give you all sorts of interesting answers. Medical questions. AI is not a doctor. No. And this is all, you know, courtesy of Google. Yeah. Okay. We will be joined, hopefully, by Carolyn Blakeman after the bottom of the hour break here. Maybe we'll have some more sanitized announcements for those of you out there that just like straight news feed. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Yeah, we don't want to sanitize anything. We have a nurse on the show on the line here for those of you able to watch video. So if you want sanitized, maybe I can get Laura Demaray to come in here and wipe down your counter for you with an alcohol wipe. Maybe you'd like to wear a face diaper. Oh, I forgot. They call them masks. I'm sorry. I didn't. Here's the thing. We have to be serious about this, because I'll tell you what, after March 25, and being the MC of that event down in San Antonio with Halt Hospital Homicide. Now, this is another angle that we're going to be discussing here during this segment. We have Carolyn Blakeman back on. And, of course, Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us back on.
You're looking special, as is Laura Demaray. Thank you so much, Nurse Laura. There are some people out there, I think you need to take their temperature. by the time we get done talking, it may have elevated a couple of points. Anyway, we have a new convention that's coming up on Saturday, July 22nd of this year. And Carolyn, you want to go ahead? I'll let you make the official announcement here on the Power Hour.
Yeah, it's a fundraising event actually for the vaccine injured, because there are so many. React 19 is behind this event. I can let Lori tell you, she's been planning it longer than I have, but there's going to be 6 live bands, a kids zone, food, activities, even a dunk booth, and $30 gets you in. And this is to help the vaccine injured. Great speakers like Mickey Willis, Del Bigtree, Stella Manuel. Who am I forgetting, Laura?
So we have Dr. Seema Nanda is going to be the MC. We have Tom Renz, Dr. McCullough, Jody O'Malley, Ernesto Ramirez, Dr. Witcher, Ryan Cole, Dr. Urso, Dr. Stella Emanuel, lots of bands. It's also, so we kind of, with React, we made this it's unique because it's like a music festival. It's called Restoring Hope for the Vaccine Injured, and it's a music festival. So in other words, we have, it's not just speakers all day. It's literally, both vaccine injured from the COVID vaccine or COVID gene jab. And it is, the speakers kind of, even the greatest speakers, the mightiest fighters out there are just going about 10 minutes. They're giving it everything they got for 10 minutes. And we have three full bands, three individual artists, an orchestra, and also Jessica Sutta from the Pussycat Dolls. She has the biggest heart for the injured, because she sustained injuries as well, and she's very public about that. So we have a Susan Hickman band. We have Ivy Hecker, Five Times August, Natasha Owens, Gary Kyle, and let's see, I'm forgetting one, but I know it'll
be fun. In other words, it's gonna
Tyler
be fun.
Tillman.
So fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
well, see.
Jeff Butler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. All right. So here's the thing. The one thing I'm most interested to hear the story of is Captain Bob Snow.
Yes.
Because he actually survived the worst of it after collapsing in the cockpit after he taxied his aircraft up to the gate in Dallas-Fort Worth. He lives in San Antonio. And because of the jab, he's never going to be able to fly again. Because, you know, this is what they did. They made all the pilots. You wonder why there's a pilot shortage these days? That's exactly why. So enjoy your flight.
Yes. If no one's heard Captain Bob tell his story, it's very sobering because all of us have flown. Nobody wants to die in an airplane crash. Everyone that is traveling now can absolutely tell the bottleneck, I would say, of lack of pilots, something is different since COVID, as everyone can tell. Another issue is, if you think about it, a big challenge that U.S. Freedom Flyers is trying to alleviate is a way to test the pilots for the microclotting, and to help them sort of quietly so they can still be able to fly. None of these pilots, if you think about it, they're not going to go in and just go, hey, do I have any microclotting? Because if they do, then their job is done. So they're forced to get the jab. And now they're forced to be quiet about being sick from it. And that is one of the challenges, is they have to silently suffer. Like Captain Bob, he had no idea. And then suddenly have cardiac arrest. So, and thankfully for him, he had an emergency crew that was there for something else, just happened to be. It was just a blessing from God, and they were right there in the terminal, so they got to him very quickly, and I think there was medical personnel on the airplane. But his story is riveting, and you know, every year there used to be about three or four deaths in the Pilot Association magazine. There's over 100 now, and just like athletes are dropping like flies, so are pilots, and it's concerning.
Well, and so the next time you get on an aircraft, remember that, because if the pilot is hiding his condition and he strokes out in the cockpit, well, that's why we have co-pilots. But see, when you get up 38,000 feet in the air and there's pressure changes up there, any number of things can go wrong. And the question would be, are you willing to risk it? And why exactly did they make pilots get the jab when they're literally isolated in a cockpit, away from everybody else? Why would they do something that foolish? Maybe it's because they want to bring down the carbon footprint from the airlines. Would that make sense? For those of you who want sanitized news this morning. Yeah, depopulation. Thank you, Carolyn. I appreciate that. See, this is just something that, you know, after listening to all of the victims, the families, victims of those people that were killed in hospital homicides. And Laura, I'm sure that you are very familiar with a lot of that. Having been associated with Carolyn, you know exactly what we talked about in March and how crazy that was. And Tom Rentz and others, Dr. Richard, they were all there talking about this. And people were getting, literally, doctors are either getting murdered, because right after that, I had Nicole Sapp, who was one of the speakers, talk about how they killed her father, who was actually practicing in that hospital as a member of their staff. And they murdered him and basically scolded him outside in the hallway with his daughter within earshot. And she's an ICU nurse and heard them saying he's getting what he gets because he's unvaccinated. So these people are not only brainwashed, they've been gaslit to the point where they're actually believing the lie and they're practicing it. I don't know if it's out of fear. You're a nurse, Laura. What do you think about this issue with nurses that are actually, I guess I could say, in the cockpit, since we're talking about Captain Snow? I mean, you're in the front line. You're looking at this stuff. How do you react to something like this when the administrator comes to you and says, jab or job?
Well, it's different for every person. As you know, through all, I would say, hospitals, also through every profession. I had friends who were engineers, and I had, in the artist world, for instance, like what Jeff Butler talks about, the artists were pressured too. Every single profession, every single country, all in lockstep, same narrative, same pressure. And what do we do individually? Well, for me, you know, I'm a woman of faith. My religious exemption literally gave links to Klaus Schwab, the RNA flu shots on trial, the various effects of mRNA, the possibilities. And I also, and I wrote that their plan was that the people that are pushing this are essentially, it's a different ideology and religion than I have. And I can't, I actually wrote on my religious exemption that I'm not a part of this Luciferian plan. So if you kill me or fire me, God will take care of me. But I'm a really good worker, and I hope you keep me because I love my job. And they kept me. But I think I work in a very, very wonderful, special place. And I can't say where, because I don't represent any organization or any healthcare agency or anything like that. I only speak for my own opinion. But I love where God had placed me. However, I work a lot with the injured, the fired. Every single person will end up having to make the decision. Do I keep my job, or do I take this experimental injection? And it's not over, because it's a child schedule right now. You'll have to determine this for your child as well. Do I keep my child in school if this school requires me to have this jab, or do I homeschool now? Everyone will have this decision to make. It will go down to meat as well. I don't know if you're familiar, but in 2020 and 2021, the experiment on a swine herd in the USDA summary showed 11.5% herd destruction with this jab. Not necessarily COVID. It was an mRNA. It was a genetic platform. It's all gene therapy. For a farmer to lose 11.5% of their herd is devastating, and it wasn't even 3% died quickly, very similar to we see about 4 to 5% from Schmeling et al., the Dutch study. It's like 4 to 5% die pretty quick and have severe difficulties. Well, the rest of the herd died horribly with wasting disease, neurological disorders, expensive ways for agriculture. And they're looking at, when I go from county to county and discuss this issue, I also show vaccine edible vaccines in how they're planning, you know, in tobacco or lettuce or tomatoes and things like that. So anyway, everyone will have to make this decision. And there's several ways to deal with it, but none of them will be comfortable.
Yep. And see, the thing is that there's a new study out right now, a new survey finding that hospital doctors and nurses, including those at institutions ranked among the best in the nation, are suffering from job burnout. Nearly half of all nurses, 47%, reported burnout. 40% of nurses would leave their jobs if it was possible. According to the survey published in the JAMA Health Forum, doctors don't fare much better at 32% feeling burnout. 23% of hospital doctors would quit if they could. So not only, I mean, if you want to get sick, and this is the thing I learned when I was working at KU Medical Center in Kansas City, doing my little tour up there, that if you want to get sick, just go to a hospital. A lot of people, you know, long hours, graveyard shifts, all sorts of stuff. And then there's that risk that, you know, you're going to come in contact with somebody who's gotten the jab. They have now shown in multiple studies that shedding is real.
You are correct. Studies such as Seneff and Nye, Benoon, a lot of work from Benoon, shows exosomal spreading, shedding or transfection, as well as body fluids. So for the first time in history, not only can a injection that we're forced to have can go to every sacred space of the body, and that is in part or mostly in part due to the lipid nanoparticle technology, hydrogel lipid nanoparticles, that encases that genetic material. And it is not just mRNA, it is DNA. It's 10 to 35% DNA, and I can explain that if you need me to.
No, we do. We do need to explain it.
Oh, yes, sir. So this genetic material can go to all the sacred spaces of the body for the first time in history. And that is, it goes to the blood-brain barrier. It passes through the, into the placenta and into the baby. And so into the womb. And, the reason, and it's not, and I'm explaining, it's not just mRNA. It is 10 to 35% DNA. And many of these properties are undisclosed. Some of the DNA that, for instance, like Kevin McKernan, who was in the Human Genome Project, he has sequenced. It is, they have SB40, which is oncogenic. It causes cancer. It causes, you know, abnormal cell growth. It makes it easily it gives it the capability to infect humans very quickly. It affects human cells and essentially makes it's a cancer shot is what the SB40 is. That has been found in Pfizer. In all of them, there is plasmids, which are basically circular DNA. So just a plasmid is a DNA. They use them in the production of the of vaccines, right? And so they grow them. This particular process for these shots are grown in E. coli. Well, they're supposed to purify all these plasmids out. They're not. It's just a soup of various undisclosed DNA and mRNA that are so degraded, some of them, they're easily, through reverse transcription, they affect your DNA. So Mansanguine 2022 showed that it can start as early as 6 hours to change your DNA and work on your DNA. And so he also has shown that it has been found in the nucleus of a liver cell. So what I am saying is, you know, all these declinations that various hospitals, hospital employees had to sign that literally that said, we know that this does not change our DNA, but we're declining this shot anyway. Because it does, it can, and it does. And the other things in there are antibiotic resistant plasmids. So kandamycin, neomycin, believe it or not, these shots, all of them, and this has been sequenced in several labs, it promotes, especially in your gut, because it has an affinity for E. coli, it promotes an antibiotic resistant strain of E. coli in your gut. It also there's no turn-off switch for this spike protein. See, this is different. They try to market to you, even in the animal injections, that it only stays in the muscle and it only, you know, it goes away after 2 weeks. Well, that is proven absolutely wrong. let's see. Castoratus and Roltgen proved 28 days and 60 days that you still have spike protein being produced in your body. And that's only because the experiment ended. Nobody has shown how long this goes.
But see, now we're hearing the fact that in certain parts of the country, the world rather, like Denmark, a lot of people got placebos. They didn't actually get the jab. And this is all part of, I think this is all part of the major experiment, human experiment. And this is what they were trying to do, is to see which ones were more effective, because they will try to roll those things out. We just talked about the fact that now they're talking about these micro patches, micro needle patches that they're going to start giving as a matter of convenience. And so anybody that wants to get the booster, all you got to do, like nicotine, see the nicotine patch, all you got to do is put this patch on your arm. And guess what? They're going to alter your DNA through the patch. And people are just going to, all 220 million people that plus that went out and got the jab and trusted the government and didn't make God their number one. They trusted the government instead and went out and got in line like a bunch of lemmings running off a cliff. So the bigger problem, and, you know, we got about 5 minutes left of the show, and I wish we, you know, I don't know if you can stay later, but we might continue this conversation after the top of the hour, if you're willing. Sure. Laura, you've done as much, if not more, research than I have, because we started this. My co-host on my radio show in Florida, as a matter of fact, had E. coli, and he, you know, blamed it on the food. Then he had norovirus, and this guy was like down for the count. All he wanted to do was sleep. All he wanted, I mean, he was literally taking all sorts of like what they call the banana bags and everything else, trying to keep his body healthy. The thing is about spike proteins, and you've done enough research to understand this, and people, I don't know if you understand this or not, which is why both Carolyn and I have admitted that we take ivermectin on a regular basis. We do it because we know that we're A, hanging around people that are shedding, B, we know that this isn't going away, and C, what you just said, Nurse Laura, is this DNA or the spike proteins that all of this garbage is producing, these jabs are produced, this is an ongoing process as far as maintenance in getting rid of spike proteins. It's a constant battle. We're going to be fighting this for a long time, are we not?
Yeah.
I do believe we are. Carolyn, if you jump in there, Carolyn, just shut me up. If he's asking these really good questions that
because we've studied this stuff, we know. I mean, yeah. Most of my audience is at least somewhat aware.
One thing I find very, you know, this is all by design. And these two antibiotic resistant genes that have been inserted in these plasmids that are, the shot's contaminated, whether you're pro jab or not. Are you pro-contaminated vaccine? No one wants contaminants in their vaccine, right? They need to be recalled, just like contaminated baby food or dog food. But these genes that make you resistant to kanamycin and neomycin, well, think about the surge at the southern border right now. The number one disease coming across the border is tuberculosis. Guess what you use to treat tuberculosis? Kanamycin. So this is if you look at it, it's a very well thought out plan here. And, Laura's on my team, the We the People 50 project, and we're going state by state or county commissioner by county commissioner to get these shots recalled because they are contaminated. And it's not just a little contamination, up to 35%, like she said. I mean, that's not a mistake. That and an SB40 promoter put in there that didn't need to be, and also I forgot the scientific term, but that something that tells it to go straight to the nucleus. I mean, that has degraded RNA and DNA. It's got contaminated plasmids with antibiotic resistance genes. It turns your gut into a spike factory. And Dr. Bacala, just the other day at the Arizona State Legislature, testified that Josh Sterling's work, who's an insurance analyst, that their estimate is 600,000 people have died from this shot. That's more than we lost in the Civil War. So let that sink in for people that don't think that this is, you know, people are just dropping dead just suddenly. You know, when did we ever know about SAD, sudden adult death syndrome?
Yeah. They had now to give this new thing a name, right? They had to give it a name.
Yes. And it's just, if you haven't caught up to what's going on by now, I don't know what to tell you, because it's, you have to take your healthcare into your own hands. I told my mom, I said, if you, first thing you do is you ask your doctor, are you pro this vaccine or not? And if they say I'm pro vaccine, say have a nice day and walk out of there, because they're either compromised or they're ignorant or they haven't done their homework, and you need to find a doctor that's in the know.
Or all three.
Right. Exactly. Because this is, I mean, this bioweapon has taken out, I mean, 600,000 Americans, and not to mention the COVID protocol and the COVID virus. I mean, this is a mass genocide.
It is. Well, we are at the break right now. Will you two ladies please stay with us? We're going to be back after the break. Thank you so much. We're going to take some phone calls after the break. 844-769-2944. You're talking to the learned here on the Power Hour. You can call up and ask questions. We're here trying to get the answers for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.